Today's Shir Masechta Sota Daf Vav. We will begin on Daf Hey Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, the mace. The Mishnah had taught us that if a husband did kinui and stira, and his wife now becomes a Sota, the halacha of course is, as we've been learning, the husband has to take the wife up to the Beis HaMikdash and go through the entire procedure of what happens when she is a Saita. But taught the Mishnah that if the husband died before she had the opportunity to drink the Mei Saita, and if we know if a husband unfortunately dies without any children, his wife has to have Chalitza or Yibam. And the question was, what is the status of this woman who is a Saita as far as Chalitza and Yibam? And the Mishnah taught us Chalitzas V'loya Bebemis. But ask the Gemara, Amai, why is so the halacha? Ought not the halacha be to siyabim nami yibumi, that she should have yibum, because she didn't have an appropriate relation with the yava while she was married to the yava. So even if we could have a discussion how we look at her marriage to her husband, where we have this concern about her behavior, while she was married, now that she's going to be married to Yavam, there's no issue. Answers the Gemara. The Pasuk says, regarding Yavam, the Pasuk discusses a get. The Torah says, if he finds that his wife acted inappropriately, they write a get, and the Torah uses the word acher. And the question is, what is taught through the word acher? To teach us, lish acher, the woman can get married to another man, but she can't get married liyavam. She's not allowed to marry the yavam because he is not considered an ish acher, and under these circumstances, she can't get married. Of course, Tosfos points out that the Pasuk is discussing a woman who got divorced, and the Pasuk is discussing a woman who actually had an immoral relation where there's no question. So why are we expanding and saying that the Pasuk is even talking about a Saita? So Tosfos explains that since the Saita is considered a woman of Tuma, as we've been discussing, that's why she has the same halacha. Amle Abaya. So Abaye says, so you're saying that this woman, because of her behavior, is excluded from having Yibum. So ask the Abaye, the halacha ought to be, Amle Abaye, Lamata Chalitza, Namele Tabaye. She shouldn't have to have Chalitza either, if you're saying that given these circumstances. Amle, Ili Is Labal. What would be the halacha if her husband had not passed away? Miloy Bayeget. If her husband's wife becomes a Saita and he wants to terminate the marriage, so he has to terminate the marriage through a get. Even though she is a Saita, the Kedushin are still very much there. Hashtanami, since we're considering that the Kedushin are very much there, and as we know, as we learned the Masechta Yavamis, the Yavam stands in the place of the husband, and since the Yavam stands in the place of the husband, if the husband can only terminate the marriage through a get, so too the Yavam has to give Chalitza, otherwise she remains connected to him. However, Istamri, the Gemara gives a different version of why a Saita cannot have Yibam. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rachman Amma, the Torah says that a woman who was immoral while she was married to a husband, the Torah says, V'yatzim ha-beis v'hoch v'ayisalish acher, we don't want her remaining in this home. We don't want her to destroy the home in which she acts inappropriately. And now you're saying, V'at amrit t'shiabim nami yibumi. In other words, this is a woman, explains the Gemara, that we're trying to distance from the house because of her behavior. So now we're going to tell the Yavam to marry her. Is this the type of woman that we want a husband to marry and build a home? So, Amalei Baya. So Baye says, if that's your concern, that because of this woman's behavior, we shouldn't let her get married to, because we don't know what she's going to do with another home, Elamayat, if that's the case, then she should not be allowed to marry anyone. If we're concerned about this, then we shouldn't let her marry anyone. The Loilistre Lebese, because of her behavior, Amalei, to which Rabbi Yosef says, Mi Karamina Leilei, Bal Karche. There's a fundamental difference between Yobam and marriage. A Yibam is something that the Torah mandates. We cannot mandate that a woman, that a husband should take a woman who acts in inappropriate fashion. And because we can't mandate that, we can't say that this Yavam should have to marry her. However, another man, he wasn't forced to marry her. If he wanted to marry her, if he wants to marry her, he has every right to marry her, and we don't, it's not our place to have to stop him. Ikadamri, a third teretz, why when the husband of a soita passes away without children, is the halacha that she should have chalitza not yibum? Amar Rav Yosef, a kasuv kara acha. The pasuk calls this person who marries a woman after her husband divorced her because she acted immorally. As we said earlier in the shir, the Torah called him ish acher. What does that mean? Ain ben zuga shorishin. You can't compare the second husband to the first husband. The first husband, when he saw his wife acting inappropriately, separated himself from such a woman. And the second husband, went and married her. And now, suggesting that we could say there's a mitzvah of Yibum. You know, what the Gemara is saying is, it doesn't make sense to say that a woman who the Torah tells us to distance should be a woman that we should force another man to marry given her behavior. And since it doesn't make sense for us to force anyone to marry her, that's why there's no mitzvah Yibum. So ask the Gemara, Amalei Abaya. So Abaya asks, El Meatev, if that's the case, that whoever marries her, the Torah gives him this derogatory title. The Torah calls him an ish acher. So then what will be the halacha? If she married, the woman was divorced, her husband divorced the woman, her husband divorced his wife because she didn't act properly. And she went and married another man. And the second man also dies without children. So should she not be a candidate for Yibum? The cause of Karei Acher, the Torah calls this second husband Acher. So why should she now be a candidate for the Yibum from the second husband's brother? Answers the Gemara, Gabi Dehai Mi B'Shem Toiv Havakaimer. Yibum is a continuation of the first marriage. And the first marriage of the marriage that existed. So when a husband divorces a wife because she acted inappropriately, so then the person who marries her is considered a ish acher. But this person that married her, and they lived properly together, and she afterwards lived properly, and he dies without children, there's no reason to call her, there's no reason to call him, she should not have Yibum. Rav Amma, and Rav gives another reason why Saita may not have Yibum, Kal V'Chaimer. Im Esra L'Mutala. Normally, as when we learned Masechta Yevamos, we spoke often, a husband's brother is a very serious erva. A husband's brother is an Eishes Ach. So says Rav. Here, the wife is not allowed to have relations with her husband. But Asala, her brother-in-law, who till now was always Asa Tahar, now we want to make mutter. A woman like this certainly should. Can, this woman who can't remain with her husband certainly cannot marry her brother-in-law. The Torah tells us that a kohen gadol may not marry an almana or grusha. A kohen hedget may marry an almana, but may not marry a grusha. A wife of Yisrael that was violated then may continue living with her husband. If she did it willingly, then she may not continue living with her husband. Whereas the wife of a Kohen, even if she was violated against her will, she can't go back to her husband. Amalei by Elmei Atam. So now let's analyze the following situation. Kohen Gadol Shekiddush Es Almana. If a Kohen Gadol was Mekadosh an Almana, that he wasn't allowed to remarry her, or Mace, and now he died without children. And this Kohen Gadol, V'yesh Le'ach Kohen Hedyot, he has a brother who is a Kohen Hedyot. So now his brother, the Kohen Gadol's wife, forced him to Yibam, because the Kohen Gadol died without children. Lo'itus Yabim, giving this Kavachomer that we just learned from Rava, she should not be a candidate for Yibam. Because if Nesra b'mutala, if with her husband, she really wasn't supposed to be, because as we just explained, a husband being Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be married to an Almana. But Asala, her brother-in-law, Lo'kol Shkein, that Allah ought to be, that she should not be a candidate for Yibam. Yet, we learned in Masechta Yevamos, that Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, that there are certain women that the Mishnah over there says, Muteris Liyivmeyem Vesuris Labaleyem. They may not live with their husband, but they're married to their, but they may have Yibam. But the Gemara over there makes a very important point. The Gemara says there that this would only be if there was only kedushin between the Kohen Gadol and this woman. And we know that even if there's only kedushin, which means there's only erusin, and then the orus dies without children, there is a chiyuv yibum. And that's the case that we're discussing now, that even though she wasn't supposed to have kedushin with her husband, she can have yibum with her brother-in-law. But if she had had nesuin with her brother-in-law, with the Kohen Gadol, so a woman, almana, who has the suin with Kohen Gadol, such a woman becomes a halala, and any Kohen may not marry that woman. So we're speaking, explains the Gemara there, specifically about a situation where the Kohen Gadol did erusin with his sister-in-law with almana, never consummated it to nesuin, then died without children, and the halacha is that her brother-in-law, the Kohen, Hedyot, should do Yibam. But the Gemara's question is, why should she be a candidate for Yibam, given the Svara, the Rava just taught us, that if you're not allowed to have relations with your, if you weren't allowed to have relations with your husband, you certainly shouldn't be allowed to have relations with your brother-in-law. Nesra, says the Gemara, let's understand the wording that you said. Nesra, you said she became usur to her husband. She didn't become usur. Hasir v'kayimla. She was always usur to that. Mutala, usalahu. And furthermore, what's your wording that she was mutta to her husband? She wasn't mutta to her husband. So says the Gemara, that's not the case. It's not similar at all to the case that Rava discussed. Says the Gemara, the question that we can have in Rava is a different question. Eishes Kohen Shenensa. If you have a wife of a Kohen that got violated, and then before they divorced, Umeis, and she wasn't allowed to live with her husband anymore. Umeis, and now her husband died without children. Yesh lo ach cholol, and he has a brother that's a cholol. A brother that's a cholol is allowed to, a Kohen that's a cholol is treated like a Yisrael. And if his wife was violated, he would be allowed to live with her. Lo'itus Yabim. But the halacha ought to be that she should not be a candidate for Yibam. Because im Nesra Mutala, till now this woman was a woman who was allowed to be married to her husband, the Kohen. When she got violated, she became usur to her husband, the Kohen. So if she became usur to her husband, the Kohen, she should certainly be usur to her brother-in-law. Basala, her brother-in-law, like Hashkein, the Gemara says, certainly she should become Asr. Oinus answers the Gemara. Oinus, when we think about a woman being violated, it's not that she became Asr. Regarding a Kohen, she's Asr. And regarding a Yisrael, as we said before, she's perfectly Mutter. And since she's perfectly Mutter, Oinus be Yisrael Mishra Shari. The Gabi the High, and regarding the brother who is a Kohen, who's a Cholol, who's, as I said a moment ago, treated like Yisrael, like Yisura. We learned, as we mentioned, that if an Eishes Kohen had became a Saita, the halacha is that she can not eat the truma until she drinks the Mayim Hamarim. That means, normally, the wife of a Kohen, even if she's a Bas Yisrael, is allowed to eat truma as long as she's married to that husband. A Bas Kohen, on the other hand, that marries a Yisrael or a Levi, may not eat truma. However, the halacha is that if the marriage ends, the halacha is that if a Bas Kohen was married to a Yisrael or a Levi, and her marriage to the Yisrael Levi ends, whether because she became an almana or a grusha, and there were no children from that marriage, the halacha is she may eat truma. The halacha also is, as we're learning, that a woman that has an adulterous relationship, a woman married to a Kohen, that has an adulterous relationship, may not eat truma. And we learned in the Mishnah that even if the woman is a Saita, so we don't have a clarity what is her status, the halacha is that that woman may not eat truma. So it says the Mishnah, Ve'elo asuris melech v'truma. The following woman may not eat truma. If a woman says, I am Tameya. So let's understand this case. This woman who admits that she's Tameya, the halacha is, doesn't have the din of a Saita. A woman that admits on her own that she did this type of act may not be made married to her husband, and therefore, at that point, the halacha is, she's not allowed to eat truma. The Tosfos points out that actually, in Masechta Nedarim, we had a sugya about what is the halacha if a woman comes and says tamei nalach, says that her husband, the woman, this was in the Tzadik of Abayis, a woman says that to her husband, I did something immoral. Is she allowed to eat truma? Does she allowed to remain married to him? And the Gemara over there said that we don't believe her because we're concerned. Shema nosnei ne'ba'acher. Maybe she really just saying this because she wants to marry another man. And here we're saying that we believe her. So Tosfos answers that our case is different than the case than in Masechta Nedarim. In our Gemara, we're speaking about a woman that already had kini v'stira. And since this woman already had kini v'stira, as we often learn this concept in our Masechta, the concept of reglaim l'dover. There are strong circumstantial evidence that she is indeed Tameya, and that's why we believe her. So again, Ve'elah Suris Melech L'Truma, Haimeris Tamei Nilach, the woman says that I am Tamei, Haimeris Eini Shaisa. A woman refuses to drink the Mayim Amorim. So say, I'll leave the marriage, I'll forfeit my Ksuba, but I don't want to drink the Mayim Amorim. V'Shabala Eini Roitz L'Shkoisoi. Or you could have a situation where the husband doesn't want to give a Mayim Amorim, where Allah is that the husband will have to divorce her. The husband will have to pay out her ksuba, but he can refuse to give the mayim arim. The shabala bala b'derech. We're going to be learning that the halacha is that if a husband has relations with his wife after she becomes a saita, that the meis saita will not be effective in this woman. And such a woman, since we don't know what her status is, she becomes usur ti truma. Amr Rav Amram. Satz the Gemara Rav Amram taught us how Milsa Amalon Rav Sheshes. The following halacha was taught us by Rav Sheshes. Va'ana Eilon Einayim Mimasnisen. And he brought a raya to his halacha from our Mishnah. Saita Sheesh Lo Edim. If there's an Edim that saw Saita actually, the Edim that saw Saita do this act of immorality that was intimate with another man, but they're not here. They're in Medina Siyam. And the question that's being discussed is, will the water work on her? Will the water only work in a case where there are no Edim, that we need the Mayim Amorim to declare, to give us the clarity? But if there are Edim, we don't need the Mayim Amorim, or will they not work? So the Mishnah, so he said the halach is, that the Edim anywhere in the world that know that she did this, ain't a Mayim Baitkim, so the water will not be effective. My Tama, I'm a craw, because the pasuk regarding the Saita says, "V'nistrav nitbav ein eidba." The pasuk is very clear in saying that what is the status of this woman? The eid eimba, the lek of the yodaba. There's no one that knows what his status is. The fukaha coming to teach us that this woman is not your regular saita. The ikka the yodaba. There are people who know what her status is, and therefore the water will not be effective. Says Rav Amram, the hanalon einem mesnisen. And this halacha was proven from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the Tani Shibola Adam Shitmail. That if Adam said that she certainly had this relationship, she doesn't need Truma. So now, says Rav Amram, let's analyze. The also Adam Amos, these Adam that are being referred to in our Mishnah, when did they exactly come? If before she ever was given the May Soita to drink, the Adam came and said she was Tameya, so then she's a full-fledged Zoyna. She's a fully attached, fully considered as a woman who's a Zoyna, and certainly a woman who's a Zoyna is not entitled to Truma. Ella, it must be that they showed up only Labasa de Shasai. And our Mishnah is teaching us that even though she drank the water, and even though she came out innocent from the water, they are believed. So makes Rav Amram his point. If we understand that since there is an existence of Adam, the water will not be effective. So the story that we just told, Shap, is very understandable. She is indeed a woman that had this type of relationship. She did drink the Mayim Hamarim, but since there are Adam in the world, it won't work. Eli Amrit, but if we're going to say that even though there are Adam in the world, if she's not innocent, when she drinks the Mayim Hamarim, they will work. Eli Amrit, Mayim Baitkin, I say, to Gloy Milsalam Afreya, it must be proof that these Adam aren't to be believed. The Sadi Shakrinin, that's saying something which is not true. Because if it's true, why didn't the water work? It must be that the water didn't work because of the existence of the Adam. Amalei Rav Yosef, Lailam Amalach, Mayim Baitkin, I say. I will disagree. And I will say that even though there are Adam that exist in the world who say that know that she did this, if she drinks the water will be effective for her. So if that's the case, why didn't it work here if she's guilty? There's a concept that we're going to learn that the halacha is that zchus toilah, that under certain circumstances, even though the woman is guilty, sometimes she has a zchus that will prevent the water from working. So says the Gemara, so if that's the case, the Maikamafki, what is the basis of the machloikis between Rav Sheshis and Rabbi Yosef? Says the Gemara, the Mesnavna of the Rebbe. Rebbe said that even though Rebbe agrees that under certain circumstances, a woman can have schusim, the schus that she took her children to learn Torah, the schus that she supported her husband in learning Torah, and that will prevent the Mesoita from working immediately and her immediately dying, they start to work somewhat. The Tanan, as we're going to learn in a Mishnah later in a Masechta on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, Rebbe Oymer Schus Toilah, the Schus could help by the Mayim Hamarim. What does that mean? Any Yeledis, we know that the Torah says that if a woman drinks the Mesoita and she was innocent, says the Torah, V'nixra V'nizra Zera, should be blessed, that she'll have children, she'll have wonderful children. This woman, who the main marim did not cause her to die because she had the schus, any yaledis, she won't have children. Veinim shabeches, so she won't be healthy, and misnam nesvaylechus, she'll deteriorate until l'soiv she may sabaisamisa, she will pass away, ultimately pass away. Rav Sheshis sover. So Rav Sheshis' opinion is that bein l'rebbe bein l'rabbonim, even in a case where the schus works, if she's guilty, have a misnavnava. She's going to start to deteriorate. And the Mishnah that said that there are Adam that know that she did this thing, it must be in a case that she drank and she didn't start deteriorating. And if she didn't start deteriorating, it's a proof that she didn't do anything wrong. And it must be a proof that the Edim, who are saying that she did something immoral, must be saying something which is not true. Why? And therefore they shouldn't be believed. Unless we say that since there is the existence of Edim, the water doesn't work at all. Rabbi Yossi Sova, but Rabbi Yossi holds that indeed, even if she has a schus, the Rebbe have misnavna, according to Rebbe, she will deteriorate, and therefore the indication of deterioration or the lack of deterioration proves something. But Rabbanan and a misnavna. According to Rabbanan, not only does the schus have a power of preventing the mayhem ma'orim from work, but they also has the power of nothing will even happen. So the fact that, so if that's the case, so now, says Rabbi Yosef, the fact that the Edom come, and it could be that even if there are Edom, the Mayim and Marim will work. Why don't I say that the Edom came afterwards, they must be lying, because we see that the Mayim and Marim didn't work. The reason the Mayim and Marim didn't work is because she had a schus, and the schus is so powerful, it prevents deterioration even. Masr Sim Rashi, Rav Shimon Omer, Ein Tzchus Toila. Rav Shimon says that Tzchus is not a factor, B'mayim Amarim. Because at the Omer Tzchus Toila B'mayim Amarim, if you're going to start saying that, Matcha es Amayim Bnei Kol HaNoshim HaShoises. People, we are going to learn that when a woman is identified as a Saita, and she brought to Beis Din, to Beis HaMikdash, we try to convince her that if she's guilty, she should admit. But if this woman knows that if she won't admit and she'll drink the Meis Saita, they won't necessarily work because maybe she has a schus. Im ata oimer, schus toil b'mayim harim, matchat es mayim b'fnei kenosh m'shoisus. Everybody's going to not be scared to drink. And that's not what we want to see happen. The reason we don't want to see it happen is we're concerned that the Shem Hashem will be erased, which we certainly want to avoid. And furthermore, says Rav Shimon, at the Maitre Shemra al Tar Shashasul, there were women that drank and were indeed innocent, but people will say they're not really innocent, they just had a schus. Vehein Aimrim, Tamei Sayu, because people will say that they're really not innocent. El Shetolam schus. Vim Isa, if you're going to say that what Rav Sheshis is saying is correct, that as long as there are Edom anywhere in the world, the water doesn't work. Yesh le'edom adin sayam nami. So at the mitzi shemra al ta'ir shashasu. If the fact that there are Edom anywhere in the world is a reason that mayhem and marim won't work, people are going to say, v'hein oimer tameis, they're not going to say that the woman drank and baruch shem she's innocent. El yesh le'edom adin sayam. Says the Gemara of Shimon Kamrit, Rav Shimon, of course, says with the schus loitalia, just like Rav Shimon holds that even if a woman has a schus, it doesn't help. Rav Shimon certainly holds that edim nami loitalu, that edim are not effective, and Rav Shimon certainly disagrees that edim should be effective when in the existence of edim prevent the mayim and marim to be effective. So we just had here a very fundamental machlokes. Rav Sheshis and Rav Yosef. Rav Sheshis says, and the understanding of Rav Sheshis is that the Mayim and Marim are only used in last resort. And since there are Edom anywhere in the world that know that this woman is not innocent, the water will not be effective. Rav Yosef holds that the witnesses cannot be discredited based on the fact that she drank the water and nothing happened, because schusim delay the water from being effective. Taisa says that even though we've learned at the beginning of Masechta that an Eid Echad is believed to testify that a Saita did a Maisa Tama, the halacha is, says Taisa, that Eid Echad will also prevent, according to Rav Sheshis, the Meis Soita from being effective. In other words, just like Rav Sheshis says that if there are two Edom, certainly the Meis Soita don't work, says Taisus, Rav Sheshis will hold the same if there's even just one Eid Echad that knows she did this. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam holds The only way that the Saita water will not be effective is if there are two Edim, but not just if there's one Ed. And actually, the Rambam's opinion is sort of difficult to understand. Because if we learned at the beginning of Masechta, that as far as the Mishnah said it, the Gemara said it, that as far as Tumah is concerned, one Ed is effective, why over here will the Rambam hold that in order for the Masechta not to be effective, you have to have two Edim? So explains the Mishnah Melech. He says there's a fundamental difference between an Eid Echad and two Edim. When we have two Edim, the halacha is two Edim are believed. As we know, we've quoted the Pasuk, Apei Shnei Edim Yakim Davar. The Eid Echad that's believed regarding Tumah doesn't mean that the Eid Echad is believed like two Edim. The Eid Echad only has the ability to prevent the Saita, who we have a woman who's a Saita. If there's an Eid Echad that says that she's Tameh, she won't drink the Meis Saita. But if he shows up after the Meis Saita were already administered, his testimony is not any meaning. The only power of the Eid Echad's testimony, because the Mishnah Melech is explaining, B'chol HaTorah Kulo, we don't believe in Eid Echad. The only reason we believe in Eid Echad over here is because the Torah gave a special power to the Eid Echad that before the Soita drinks the water, he can prevent that from happening. But that doesn't have anything to do, and that has no meaning after the Meis Soita already administered. Whereas two Edim, says Rav Sheshes, have this incredible power of Al Pishnei Edim Yakim Dover, and therefore their existence prevents the Meis Soita from being effective, whether they came before the Meis Soita or after the Meis Soita. Rav Chaim Briska has a different approach. Rav Chaim Briska says that why does the Torah give, because it's a chiddush, says Rav Chaim Briska, that all of a sudden here by the Soita, one age showing up and saying Tameya is believed. Why is that? He said because this is a case where there was kinu and stira. And since there was kinu and stira, that's why the Torah gave an eid echad namonis. Says Rav Chaim Brisker, when is that the case? Only before she drank the water, says the Rambam. So then the kinu and stira have meaning. And now I have eid echad that says she's tmeya. That's why she doesn't drink. But who's the woman we're speaking about here, says Rav Chaim Brisker? Yes, she had kinu and stira, but she drank the water. And she was innocent. So we don't have the kinu and stira giving credence to this Eid Echad. He's just a regular Eid Echad. And B'kol HaTorah Kulo, says Rav Chaim, Eid Echad is not Neman. That's why the Rambam says here too, after she already drank the Meis Soita, the Drei Soita, the Eid Echad alone would not be sufficient to be believed. Ask the Gemara another question on the opinion of Rav Sheshes. Masiv Rav. The Mishnah teaches us, we know a Soita, when she becomes a Soita, has to bring a Korban Mincha. And the Mishnah is going to teach us that there are certain cases where the Mincha that she brought is burnt. Hameris Tameyani, if the woman said that the woman admits that she indeed was did this act, or the Shabbat Edim Tameyo, Edim showed up that she indeed was guilty. Says the Gemara, Dasa Edim Amos. Exactly when did these Edim show up? Ilayim Makam the Tigdish, if the ingredients of the Korban Mincha were not yet put into the Kli Sharis, Makam the Tigdish, Tep Glechulin. So the halacha should be that since they weren't yet put into the Kli Sharis, since they weren't yet put into Kli Sharis, they don't have a Kedushas Aguf. And if they don't have a Kedushas Aguf, the halacha is, then they could be paid to them. Tape klechulin. We should just redeem them, and the money should be chulin. El basti kaddish. The case was that it was already put into the Kli Sharis, and now we have a dilemma. We can't put it on the mizbeach because we know she's guilty. We can't, on the other hand, let it go to chulin because the loch is that it was already kaddish. Now says the Gemara, Iyam b'shlama. If we'll say that if the Edim haven't shown up, even though they exist, the Mayim Marim will still exist, Amba Bas Mekadosh Mekarifu. So when she was magdish these ingredients for the Karban Mincha, what she did was perfectly legitimate. Alma Bas Mekadosh Mekarifu, Viki Kadosh Mekara. So when she was magdish these ingredients, Viki Kadosh Mekara Shapi Kadosh, Umshim Hacha, and that's why he got the Kedushas Aguf. And even though now we indeed can't bring the Karban because of what happened, because we know she's guilty, but the carbon got Kaddish. And once the carbon got Kaddish, if it can't be brought, Mechasa in the Srefis. Eli Amrit. If we're going to say, if there are Edim in anywhere in the world, so that means when she was magdish these ingredients to be a carbon mincha, Tigloi Milsel Mafreya, Diki Kaddish Meikara, Betaz Kaddish. They were never Kaddish in the first place, because she was never really a site in the first place, because there were Edim that knew she's guilty. The Tepik Lechulin. Amar Rabbi Yerdim is a Skarta. The only solution I have to answer this question is Kigoin Shazinsa Bazara. That means when she put the ingredients into the keli, she was not yet a confirmed adulteress, and therefore they got kadosh. And then before we actually brought the karban mincha, she did this act, and therefore says the gemara, "Ki kadosh mikara shapik kadosh." Says the gemara, "How could such a story ever have happened?" Maskler mshasha v'loy k'perchei kuhuna malavnoi. So she was accompanied by the perchei kuhuna to make sure that something like this shouldn't happen. Says the Gemara, Shazinsa Mepirchei Kuhuna Atzman. They're there to protect her, but here they were the ones that had this relation with her. Ravashi Amar, because Ravashi is undissatisfied with this teretz to say that the Pirchei Kuhuna should act in such a way, says, Kigon Shenitzuchel Nekvel, she said she needs to use the facilities, and they let her go. And the Pirchei Kuhuna certainly don't accompany her into the bathroom. Don't the Pirchei Kuhuna bekeep it all away? Are they attached to her, Rashi says, like a hat? Of course they let her go to the bathroom, and that's what she did, what she did. Or the Kamrit, and your question was, typical Kuhlin, your question was that according to Rav Sheshes, if there are Edom anywhere in the world, she's not a Saita, and therefore, why is this become a Karban Mincha? Shouldn't it be not a Karban Mincha because it was made under a mistake? Says the Gemara, you're right. It's really not a Karban Mincha. The reason Chazal said it should be treated like a Karban Mincha that becomes posel and it should be burnt, Zerah, because Chazal were concerned where people will not know what's the case here. And people will see that the ingredients of the Karban Mincha were put into Kli Sharis and now they're being redeemed. And they'll say, people will make the mistake and they'll say, Yom Mitzim Kli Sharis Lachol, that you could take a Karban Mincha ingredients that were already put into the Kli Sharis and use them for regular purpose. And in order to avoid such a mistake, Midrabanan, they made a Gzeira. Maser Ameri says, asked Ameri, was saying that this Karban Mincha that was in the Kli Sharis, not going to be brought, but will be burnt. The Mishnah, it says, the Braisa teaches us, that before they put the ingredients into Kli Sharis, the ingredients became Tamei. Hareka Kol Menachas. So it's treated like any Karban Mincha that becomes Tamei before it's put into the Kli Sharis. V'tif, then it should be redeemed. However, Meshikitsh B'Kli, once it's put into the Keli, Hareka Kol Menachas, it has the halacha like all other Karban Minchas that were once they were put into Kli Sharis, can no longer be redeemed. Hareka Kol Menachas, the Tisarif. Another halacha. Kidesh HaKomets, if they took off the Komets, and they did not have an opportunity to put the Kaimitz. We know the way a Karban Mincha is brought is that the Kaimitz is removed from the Karban Mincha, and that's what's put on the Mizbeach. And here, before the Kaimitz could be put on the Mizbeach for burning, Achimesu, the husband died. And at that point, the Meisaita will not be effective. Because the whole purpose of drinking the Meisaita is to determine if the husband and wife could remain together or not. But this husband cannot be with his wife. He unfortunately passed away. Moreover, even though there is a question that will need to be answered, will she be able to eat truma? The Orachama says that woman doesn't drink saita water just to determine if she's allowed to eat truma. So again, who he passed away, or she passed away, so certainly there's no woman anymore left that we have to determine her status. The halach is, hareka kol menachas, it's treated like any other korban mincha that got disqualified after the kaimitz was removed but before it was put on the mizbech, but to sarif. However, next case, normally what continues happening by korban mincha, the kaimitz is burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest of the mincha is eaten by the kohanim. Karva kaimitz v'lehispik lech l'shirayim at shemes hu at shemes ahi. Harekel kol menachas. Here we treat it like any other korban mincha, v'toichel. Shab sofik bo metchila. The reason we bring a korban mincha is because that's part of the procedure of a saita. Kippur sfecha. We did what we're supposed to do by bringing the kaimitz on the mizbeach, v'hochela. And as long as nothing happened to the mincha, the halacha is you could eat the kohanim could eat the rest of the korban mincha. Another halacha. Ba'ala edim shi tmeya. If before we put the kaimitz on the mizbeach, edim showed up and said that she's tamei, and therefore we don't need this meisoita to determine our status. Mechasa nesrefes. Since it was put into the keli, so got the kedusha. But we can't put the kaimitz on the mizbeach, because we only put the kaimitz on the mizbeach when we have a woman who we don't know what her status is. This woman, we know what her status is. The Eidim tell us. Nimsu Eide Zama. If the woman that said, the Eidim that said that she had stira turned out to be Eidim Zomimim, so she was never really sight in the first place, Minchasa Chulin. So now the question is, we say that the entire Karban Mincha should never have been brought. She was never a sight in the first place, and that's why it's chulin. But ask the Gemara, haven't we learned a new din? Rav Papa taught us there's a din, the Rabbanon, that we never let a Karban Mincha that was put into Kli Sharis just be used because we're worried that people are going to say that even a Mincha after the Has Kedusha could be, the Kedusha could be removed. Answer the Gemara, your question is, may Eidim Zayman comment? Eidim Zayman Kalisla. Eidim Zayman have, everybody knows that this was a situation of Eidim Zayman. And since everybody knows that this was a situation of Eidim Zayman, there's no reason to be concerned that people are going to make this mistake. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavase, the Rav Sheshis, says the Gemara, there's a brisa that supports what Rav Sheshis says, that if there are Eidim in the world that know that she is Tamei, the Meisoita will not work. However, V'lai Matamei. Rav Sheshis learned it from the words for V'eid Eimba, that only if there are no Eidim will the Meisoita work. If there are Eidim, they will not work. The Brisa learns it from a different source. The Pasuk says, V'imlai Nitma Eisho Tahirihi V'niksa V'nizra Zera. The Pasuk says, Tahira. Now the question is, why did the Pasuk have to say the word Tahira? If the Pasuk says, V'loim nitma isha, that she didn't do anything wrong, obviously Tahirihi. Why does the Pasuk have to use the word Tahira? V'loi, to teach us, oh, the word Tahira has come to teach us, if she's truly Tar, will she be blessed. V'loi sheyesh la Edim Medina Siyam. That if, even though there are Edim in the Medina Siyam, and the water therefore will not work on her, but she's still the Mayim Amarim, and therefore, when she drank the Mayim Amarim, they didn't make her pass away, but you can't say that she deserves a bracha. The Tahira, the Vav, teaches us, that if she was saved because she has chusim, she won't be blessed. He teaches us, again, the Pasuk says, Tahira, he, Veloish Yusuf Yitnabo. If that the woman was saved that to the degree that Mizaris Bovana, that it's so known that she did something wrong, that's why everybody who knows her, women who speak about her, know that she is an immoral woman. So the halacha is that the brachos won't be effective from her. So ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon, we learned earlier in our shiur, holds that tzchus doesn't work. Rav Shimon, so because Rav Shimon said that if schus will work, then we undermine the whole principle of mei soita. Rav Shimon, nami devav loy darish. He doesn't learn that from the Vav of Tahira that Schus is effective. But ask the Gemara, V'ikka yesh la'edim v'dinah sayam. But why doesn't Rav Shimon, isn't he concerned? The Pasuk just taught us explicitly that if the Edom v'dinah sayam, that then the Meis Saita won't work. But why, but Rav Shimon introduced the concept, and Rav Shimon can't argue on that, because it's a Pasuk, the word Tahira teaches us, that as long as there are Edom anywhere, the Meis Saita will not work. So why shouldn't Rav Shimon be concerned that we're undermining the entire principle of Meis Saita because there are Edom? Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon says that's not something that the Pasuk is concerned with because it's Lo Shricha. It's unlikely that there are Edom somewhere else. If there are Edom that know she did this, then they'll show up. And if there aren't the Edom, and if no Edom showed up, it must be because there really are no Edom. He's not concerned that there are Edom, that they just haven't come.